Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. It's the show we do before games where we talk about the upcoming game. We discuss the starting lineups, the changes, the quotes by Boone. We discuss who we think is going to get a home run, the pitching path to victory. Jake will present his what to watch for. I will present my what to watch for. Zach will chime in from time to time, and then we will discuss the over under at the end. Jake, how are you doing?
Jim, I am good. Wow. What a song.
You need to watch the music video.
What a layout for the episode. Can you remind me of that song when I, after the season's over?
Yeah, you need to go watch the music video. Like
I want to go on a vacation, be somewhere warm, have a drink in my hand, and listen to that song.
Okay.
So just remind me of that song.
If you promise to watch the music video.
Done. I don't have music on my phone. It'd have to be the YouTube app anyway, so I'll watch it.
It's really good.
Jim, how are you doing, Poppy?
Well, I can't smell.
Yeah.
And that's always been the sense I relied on most.
Right.
So I've just been walking into walls.
It's kind of how you and MacDougall get along.
Yeah. He hates me now.
You smell his butt. He smells yours.
And I'm not returning the favor. Yeah. So it's just a one butt sniffing party over here.
I mean, you're in there, but you're not getting any smell.
Just constantly sniffing and saying, I'm sorry, I can't smell a damn thing, Mac.
Jimmy gets his test back tomorrow. We'll see. Not looking great. We're going to isolate him in a box, David Blaine style, an ice box, just to keep him in check. So, Jim, how are you with the Yankees? I think you said it right before we got started, but it's this weird thing. Aaron Judge is back today, and we
Nationals two-run shot to take the lead on the Rays, top of the 10th.
Bang. We should be full tilt. Not seeing Glaber in the lineup hurts. They're basically promising he's going to start tomorrow.
Boone said he will start tomorrow.
Right, which is good. Again, you still want to see it. You wonder, it's still that waiting game of when are we getting everything? Because it's all here.
We're not getting everything until the playoffs.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Every day? Maybe that next Toronto series, they'll do one full lineup?
They told us that Judge is going to sit tomorrow.
Right.
Stan's going to play two in a row, then sit.
Right.
Then play three. They're just going to then sit.
I think it is. I think that next Toronto series, like Boston, they're still going to play.
We said that about this one and the last one.
Well, we didn't think the guys were even going to be back for this series. I think this Boston one, they're going to play hee-haw and screw around. And then the Toronto series, we should get one dose of our best lineup. But Aaron Judge is back.
The Baltimore, the winning the four games at Baltimore allowed them to instantly revert back to playoffs is the only thing that matters. They got enough cushion. And I'm torn because I get it. The most important thing is keeping Stan healthy and Judge healthy for the playoffs and getting them in a rhythm into it. Like, that is the most important thing. Like, they don't give a fuck about seeding. And they think now with, half healthy lineups that actually include some big boppers that, they can
play both games and continue winning while resting guys and preparing for the postseason. And I agree with that as well. I just don't, it's just, I really, the philosophy doesn't seem to work.
Right. Unless it does this year.
Unless it does this year. If it does this year, awesome. It's getting tougher and tougher to just buy into the philosophy.
Right.
That, you know, as soon as guys come off the IL, they have to rest immediately.
Yeah.
And usually you could be like, we'll keep them on the IL until they're ready to play every day. But there's no minor leagues this season.
Yeah.
So they have to get at bats. Like Stanton and Judge have to start getting at bats. So then you have to bring them up early. And then, yeah, of course they're not, you know, they only got 2 days in the alternate site. So it all adds up. It's just frustrating.
Yeah, no, and I, you know, we got that out. It's out now. Aaron Judge is back. Glaber is promised to play tomorrow. If it doesn't, we riot, and that's fine. But for now, Aaron Judge is back in the middle of the Yankees lineup. Slash, where is he in the Yankees lineup, Jim?
Well, DJ LeMahieu's leading off, playing second base. Aaron Judge is batting second in right field. Hicks is in the three hole. Playing center field. Voit goes down to the four hole. Gio stays at the five hole. Clint stays in the six hole. Sanchez is DHing. Wade's at short, and Higgy's catching Cole. You know, I'd rather Voit in the three hole, but they're going to do their lefty matchups, which, again, I used to buy into, and I don't agree with them on how they build their lineups anymore either. But they're going to do that. I think Voit should be three and Clint should be four, if we're being very honest. I don't care about righty-lefty. DJ goes to right field and hits righties. Voit goes to right field, hits righties. Like, I don't care about that. Clint should be above Hicks.
I think that conversation is going to come to a head when Glaber and Stanton are in the lineup, because you can't. You can bat Hicks ahead of one of them, maybe, if you have Glaber five or six and you got Hicks in the five hole, but you can't have both of them in the lineup and have Hicks ahead of them. So I'm interested to see that come to a head, because I do think we saw that in the playoffs, right? We saw three hole Glaber, something like that, last playoff. So we'll see. And then, yeah, the Clint thing does become interesting, but if they probably will want to break it up, but Clint's been great this year. But hey, man, again, think from where we were 2 weeks ago, I'll take this lineup all day.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, the complaints at this point are a bit trivial. Although, you know, if you're trying to win every game against the Blue Jays and you know that Stan's coming back and then he's gone and you want to give Gary some at-bats, have Gary catch tonight and have Andujar be the DH, and that's a much better roster today, and there was no reason, you know,
no room for Dew right now.
Well, they're keeping the third catcher Kratz over him, so
right,
easily kind of room for him.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Kratz thing, we've wondered if that's going to happen. Seems like he's here. I don't know.
Seems like they pulled a lot of punches to keep him on the roster.
Yeah,
that it's because they don't want to DFA him at this point. It seems like he's got to ride it out to the playoffs. Otherwise, they wasted an Andujar. So,
well, Jim, and I think, you know, potentially what you're seeing right now is Higgy catching Cole for the third straight game.
Yeah, I hate it. And I mean, Gary caught Davey yesterday. Did he catch Monty? Did he catch Hap? I mean, Gary's, like, they've had a crazy stretch of good starts. Gary's caught three good starts of Cole's. The stats did not scream for this to become a thing. And now it's become a thing, and you know, Cole's here for the long haul. So, and so is Gary. So I don't like it. Cause at this point it's a thing. Like, if they, you know, at three in a row, it's 100% a thing. And now you're fucking stuck with this.
Ooh.
And that's a real fucking baby attitude from Gary.
Yeah, I'm. You wonder the conversations behind the scenes. Is this a Cole thing? He used to have a personal catcher. Is this the Yankees?
He is really demanding.
Right. Is this the Yankees analytics crew? Is it a combination? Because, Jim, technically, Gerrit Cole's last two starts have been special if you take out because he had the unearned runs in Baltimore. So his stat line is technically 13 innings pitched, 19 Ks, only one earned run. So, and I think that... I know, Jim, but it's a small sample, it's a small year, and I think the other thing that ties into that is if you're going to get that Gerrit Cole, which we'll find out today against the Blue Jays who are trying to bounce back after getting pummeled, is that potentially losing Gary's bat, Gary's bat isn't doing enough to justify if you can get that performance out of Cole. You know what I'm saying? So,
but they're dead set on playing Gary as often as they can to get him hot.
Right.
The postseason.
And they're trying to keep Gerrit Cole hot going into the postseason as well. So, and Jim, if it's five games straight, if it's four games straight, I mean, seven games straight, you can, you know, this could become an almost okay thing. And, you know, we talked about the big guys potentially getting hurt again. Like you could, if that happens, Gary could DH. So I get what you're saying.
AJ Burnett, Sonny Gray, Gerrit Cole. Bad list to be on.
Yeah, I like the end of that list, and hey, AJ Burnett got us a ring. So, I don't know. Again, it's not exciting, especially long term. But I don't think it's a long term play. I think it's a short term fix that, if it's short term and it works this year, would be badass.
Yeah, Gary gets hot, which you know, you say through Wynn's teeth because he looks awful. And then you have to start Higgy. I mean, come on. Yeah, start Molina in the playoffs instead of it's just personal catchers bullshit. I think if Gary's catching him today or Higgy's catching him today, the effect that has on Cole should not matter for one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. Does DeGrom have a personal catcher? Verlander?
So.
Kershaw? It's pathetic.
Ooh. He's hot, baby. He's back.
I hate personal.
I know catcher. You do. I know you do.
It's not like this is my first time doing this. I hate personal catcher.
I know, but I'll say this. How about Gary gets hot so he can make it so I'm completely on your side. Gary, make this not happen. It's on Gary because if he's hot, you need his bat at catcher to be your advantage as a team.
Yeah.
And well, until he's not, until he is, then it's almost a moot point.
He had a bullshit home run yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do it again.
Better than not.
Get hot, baby. Get hot. The other thing that's I guess it's the other what to watch for today. Clint goes over to left, which we've penciled him in as our left fielder if everything's healthy going into the playoffs. He's played a really nice right field. I do believe Clint is highly, highly confidence-driven. So hopefully Clint's early attempts in left field today are routine. You know, pop-ups at him.
Back to the left or the right. Like, hopefully we don't get, like, a knuckle right at him early.
Or a double into the corner. That's, you know, kind of a layup double and just field it routinely. Like, Clint, let's get Clint a couple easy balls today. So he can feel good about himself and build off of that because I just do think he's highly confidence-driven. He got the late home run yesterday, so I was wrong about that. Made it from 17 runs to 19, so good job, Clint. But, yeah, interested to watch him in left field.
It's a big left field. He goes from one of the easiest right fields. You know, right field at Yankee Stadium's one of the easier outfield spots to play in all of the bigs. And left field at Yankee Stadium is not one. I don't know if it's one of the hardest, but it's big.
It's big.
It's a big left field. It probably doesn't rank up in the top hardest because there's some big outfields out there. But, you know,
it's in the mix.
It's a lot more ground to cover. But I'm not really that worried unless it's a ball he has to run in on. I just hope he doesn't get one of those today so we can have a clean day out there.
Build it up. Get confident. Stay confident. We didn't really say it. Jays, Biggio, Bichette, Shaw, Grichik, Guerrero Jr., Gurriel Jr., Panic, VR, Jansen. So our guy Fisher gets the day off. So,
yeah,
which is good.
I mean, he should clear his head, call his loved ones.
Yeah. Check. Send a text to someone you love today.
A lot of people close to Derek Fisher last night who wanted to text him, but also didn't want to burden him.
Yeah.
With a reminder, you know, maybe an aunt or an uncle debated, should we send him a text? And then the aunt was like, no, don't bother him. And uncle was like, no, he's, you know, got his back. You know, a lot of the Fisher relatives had a rough night trying to figure out if they should reach out or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, can we do pitching path to victory?
Pitching path to victory, Gerrit Cole, to all the good guys in the bullpen, potentially.
I want them to use Otto.
Ooh, even if it's like 2-1?
They don't care. They're resting good players. They're in get ready for the playoffs mode, so why wouldn't they do that with the bullpen? I'm serious. I'm not even against it. Like,
I think it's slightly different. You're talking injuries versus performance. You're talking about a couple guys coming off the IL immediately for the lineup where, you know, if this is Gerrit Cole in a one-run game and he has to come out after 7, I think you just go Britton and Chapman.
Yeah. I mean, you got to start getting Otto involved.
Right. And I agree with that, but. And if there's a lane for him today and a good spot to get a couple righties, absolutely. But
well, if not today, then tomorrow. He needs to face Toronto.
Yeah.
Otherwise, bad message. Like, you need to throw him back in that. What's his song now? The Psycho Killer or whatever?
Psycho Killer.
Like, you need to throw him out against Toronto and face that demon right
also,
away.
Also, got to see Lasagna at some point, so.
Yeah. But, yeah, if it's a close game, they'll probably – I mean, Chapman needs innings as well. We're getting to the point where Chapman needs to pitch the ninth in every third game.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to work the story backwards.
I think Cole, if you – Chapman, Britton, and then the seventh inning, maybe you wouldn't use Chad. Maybe you try to get Lasagna going again. I don't know.
I don't either. I mean, you're running out of games to do all this.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have a plan.
Oh, yeah. Sure they always got a plan.
They got a map. Yeah. All right. Did I give a what to watch for?
I mean, the pitching was kind of the big thing. If you got something else, we're here for it.
No. Okay.
Higgy.
Clinton left is good. No, it's watch Gary more than Higgy. See if he can get some good swings again. They're not going against great pitching against the Blue Jays, you know?
Yeah.
Roark's not a playoff pitcher. So I really need Gary to do something against a good pitcher. So maybe if they get to the pen, maybe it's close game for the Blue Jays' good pen, then I'll check out Gary's at bats.
Might not see a good pitcher till the Marlins series to end the year.
Marlins, yeah. Who's pitching tomorrow for the Jays? Yeah.
I think a oversized bug they found on the street.
That's their catcher.
Hey. I haven't seen a player that round.
No. I mean, it's incredible to see him in the box.
With the catcher's gear on, it's just something I've never seen. Him blocking was hilarious. He's a backstop.
I mean, what's the dude's name in Hook? The fat kid that puts himself into a ball and rolls down the hill into all the Pirates, Tootsie or whatever. It's that guy.
He dropped.
You're a big Hook fan?
Zach.
I like Hook, yeah.
Do you know the character I'm talking about?
Say it again. The
fat kid that puts himself into a ball and rolls
down.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Do I know his name?
Someone in the Periscope said Glasshouse John Boy as if I'm 5'8", 300 pounds. Go fuck yourself.
Hello.
Okay.
Not you, Zach. J.A. Joe.
You. Not you. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
I got two yesterday, unless that's not what you meant, J.A. Joe, but.
What did he call you?
He just said Glass House John Boy because I'm making fun of the fat player.
But like that dude has 100 pounds on me.
Yeah. Glass House, John Boy. That's a weird one. Maybe it's something else. No idea. Homer draft, Jim. Luke Voigt got you two.
Yeah.
DJ LeMahieu got me the most impressive home run, technically, by StatCast terms.
Rays lost.
The slowest pitch hit for a home run since they started measuring it, so.
Dude, what that was? Did you think that was unlike DJ?
No, I thought that was super DJ. You're going to throw a pitch, I'm going to hit it.
I didn't expect it. How about Kratzy taking the 3-1 meatball?
Yeah, I mean 65 at the top of the zone.
A bizarre take.
I respect it. Get that on-base percentage up, Kratz. Get that contract next year.
All right, you go first, right?
I go first, Zach?
Yeah.
Is that true?
I took Voigt first. And the Homer draft is brought to you by Coverage Gear. Go to Coverage Gear. You can get all the gear. You're covered. They got the gear. Use promo code JohnBoy. You get 20% off. They got hats with every player. They got masks. They got scarves, I think. I don't know. Headbands.
I don't know.
They got t-shirts.
Scarves.
Every team, everything. You want it. They got it. All right, Jake. Right. You're taking.
Jim. Jimmer Fredette. I'm currently wearing the Bernie Williams hat that often represents Aaron Hicks.
Yeah.
But that's not who I want. And I don't know if it's a hat that's in here, but it's a hat we have. So, Zach, sing for a second.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
Intentionally singing bad? When we know for a fact you have the voice of a rock angel?
My goal was to sing it perfectly, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Sounded like you tried to sing
it. I'm taking Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge makes his return today. He's really good. He's not playing tomorrow, so there's also strategery there. And Jimmy took him in the Talking Baseball Homer draft. So this is kind of like hedging your bets, I think they say.
It's whammy day, you dick. So if he hits one, I get negative
points. Oh, my God. Best day ever. Oh, yeah. My God.
It's whammy day here, too.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, okay, good pick, Jake.
Thank you.
All right, so I cannot take Voigt. I mean, Voigt is a walking wounded person.
Yeah.
And he plays every day.
Yeah.
And Gio came off the IL.
Look great.
He played back-to-back games.
Yeah.
I guess, like, injuries can be different and you know, bone stir versus hamstring and stuff.
Yeah, Gio played with his injury for a little bit.
I know.
Who do you want, Chief? Got Gary getting hot to end all this Higgy BS?
No. I want Clint.
Woo!
Remind people.
Which Clint?
Frazier. Zach, okay. Please don the Clint hat for me. Thank you very much. And
you get
then
a second pick as well.
Yeah, and then I will take Gio Urshela.
Wow.
And I'm really happy with my picks.
Okay, so I think we're going to have to do... Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I don't know if we have an Urshela hat present. So,
you know what my what to watch for is?
Jorge Posada. Nice pick, Zach.
You know what my what to watch for is?
What's your what to watch for, Jim? Circling back a little bit.
Yeah, I'm looking at the lineups now.
Yeah.
Jansen. Don't let Jansen hit a home run off Cole. He keeps giving up home runs to bullshit players.
Yeah.
So, that's another what to watch for I have.
Okay, late what to watch for from Jim. I'm going to follow up with Luke Voigt, which is tough. That means he probably doesn't homer today. because I'm picking him. But yeah, Judge and Voit back to back. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you have some pretty good picks there.
It's pretty good. Hope so.
I wish I was fully excited for Judge, but I'm really sick and tired.
Yeah.
Of being sick and tired.
Yeah. It's true.
It's just a me thing.
It's true. I'm Zach, excited.
Zach, whose picks do you like better?
Zach.
Jake's.
I do like Jake's today.
Yeah, I mean, I mean.
I have to.
It's, if you went with me, I would have known it was just sick pity.
Sick of things. Sick sympathy.
And I would have hated that, Zach. So pity. I appreciate you not pitying me.
No problem.
Okay. Let's move on.
Let's move on about it.
Where can I find that song on YouTube? Crooked Ways, Another Kind of Sky. Zach's band. Jake is not involved.
Well.
Yet. I mean, you are kind of involved.
I'm involved. I'm very much involved.
Yes.
He's making himself very involved. Yes.
Okay. Over under, I mean, Gerrit Cole, they're probably going to guess that the Yankees allow 3 runs. And then they're probably going to guess that the Rourke and the Blue Jays. Five runs. I think they have this at 8.5.
I might go 9 just because the Yankees put up a big number. They got people coming back. Rourke sucks.
Yeah, but the Yankees' big number yesterday. I mean, Shun Yamaguchi was basically pitching at gunpoint.
Shunned, yeah.
I never seen, like, you think Otto's got bad body language? I never seen a pitcher outwardly be screaming, like, I don't want to do
anything but this, yeah.
Anything else, please.
What's it say? Because I can't see the screen.
9. Good call.
Okay.
I'm going over. I think the Yankees rock Rourke and them again.
Yeah, dude. I think we're, I think the Yankees might really dick slap the Jays again.
Well, I mean, the Jays just looked bad at every facet of the game yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only one game, and the Yankees were there not too long ago. But, I mean, you know, and Fisher.
Oh, Fisher goes to the IL.
Yeah, ego, bruised.
They listed it as knee, and it looks like Teoscar is back.
Oh, that's cool.
But he's not playing for them?
No, he's just going to chill.
Wow.
The IRF, what to watch for on YouTube is Jimmy not cussing out Boone in the postgame. I don't think I do that ever, do I?
I don't know.
I think maybe once or twice.
Sure. A lot of postgames.
Yesterday I posted mine before the game ended because I couldn't stay awake.
You're sick.
Some guy was like, you're going to jinx it. I was like, buddy, they're up 19 runs.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing that you think that.
Yeah. I almost tweeted out, if the Yankees blow this, I'll eat my dick.
I almost responded something like that to that kid. Because he was like, this is a bad look. And the Jays just scored. And I was like, it's a bad look that you think this game is, you know. Yeah,
in reach.
I was like, they would have to hit 3 grand slams.
Right.
To get within 2. So.
I'm with you.
Thank you. Zach, are you with us?
I'm with you guys.
Were you scared in the ninth inning when King was struggling?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
It is a bummer for King, though, that he can lose some favor in a slop fest game like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he was just trying to do what he could.
He was ending the bullpen no runs allowed streak, so Otto can chill about it.
Chill about it, Otto. All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Go Yankees. Yankees 13-2 tonight.
I have it at 8-2.
So I took the over. I don't know if I said that.
Wait, what's going on with the over under? You got it wrong. So I think we're the same exact
even
record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
23 and 23.
Yeah.
Yep. How crazy is that we're both, it's all even.
Yeah.
It's completely different from talking baseball where everyone's kind of all over the board with that.
Didn't think Zach would go there.
We don't.
Wow.
Huh?
Wow.
When's the last time you had carrot cake, Jake?
Not in a while, dude. There's a place by me that's called, like, Something's Carrot Cake. I've gone there 5 times. They're never open.
Cynthia's Carrot Cake.
I don't think it is.
But that's such a great carrot cake name.
Yeah. No, everyone was thinking that.
Cynthia's Carrot Cake.
Don't want to wake up.
You know, we never got cake at our lunch spot before it disappeared.
Yeah.
It's a nuke. Sad.
We blew that. Thanks, yeah. Zach.
Sorry.
God. So much goddamn negativity. Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.